Live and local conversation. WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
WLIP Morning Show on this sunny Tuesday morning. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, shining a few rays on pets this morning in the studio. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. And I missed all the buses on the way here.
Lucky you.
Yeah. I was terrified for a second because I'm like, right. And I don't know the bus schedule right now. I know it's like I could be around that time frame. So, like, just cross my fingers going, I hope I'm early. Or I hope I'm late.
Right. Right. Well, I'm hoping that it's a similar pattern to last year. Not that I liked it, but I knew it.
Right.
So I had myself trained to avoid
the
buses
thing. Like,
in my neighborhood.
You know, so we had one year where, like, the school district changed the timing schedule of when they started. So it's like, you know, you're used to, like, okay, if I leave at this time, and I'm like, oh, wait a second, I left on time. Why is it great? You know, I'm following a bus for the next 3 miles.
Well, the issue wasn't so much following for a long stretch, but the one in my neighborhood, because the way the addresses work, nobody must have actually plotted them on a map. So the bus would stop at, like, the approach to this driveway, roll the wheels one time around to stop
driveway.
At the next driveway, but has a different set of addresses than the one before,
which is
just immediately.
It's funny.
It's frustrating.
Right.
But anyway.
So everybody have a safe trip.
Yes, all that being said.
All of that today. And all the bus drivers, you do a great job. So just keep it up.
Yes, don't listen
everybody
to us.
Just everybody out there driving. Just be patient. It'll be fine.
It's a good PSA.
Right.
Exactly. You don't want the alternative. That's not a good plan.
Nope.
But anyhow, on a happy note as well, you're celebrating an anniversary, a big one at Care Animal Hospital,
so
right?
This year is our 25th year, and we've already had our own internal little celebration. And if people did show up on the 10th of April, which is our official anniversary date, I think we had goodies out, if I remember correctly. That was a long time ago. but we had goodies out that day. But we decided that given this is 25, I mean, that's kind of a
small deal.
It's a milestone. However you want to look at it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a deal.
Right. So so the thing of it is, we said we wanted to celebrate, but we wanted to do it also not in April because the weather is always kind of iffy in April and
definitely,
you know, getting in and out. So we thought September.
Weather
right now is
weather's never iffy then.
No, it's never iffy. But it's usually warmer.
Right.
I mean, it could be rainy, it could be sunny. Forecast right now is for a nice day on Saturday. So this Saturday from 2:30 to 5, we are having an open house and inviting anybody and everybody that would like to come and see what we do, because we're giving behind the scenes tours. We're doing live demonstrations in our rehabilitation center. So you can come in and see what we do as our physical medicine. We've got a couple dogs that are going to be doing underwater treadmill workouts. We've got a dog that's going to be doing floor exercise workouts. So come check that out. Come talk to myself or Maddie, our certified rehab assistant. Ask us questions. We will be more than happy to answer them and tell you what we do and how things work, and from laser therapy to exercises. And then we've also got set up for our behavior consultation. So we're going to be talking about that and what all is involved. We'll be talking about everything from puppy training challenges to the anxiety that some of our pets experience as adults and seniors. And then we've got our surgery area, treatment area is open. We'll be giving tours through that. And you can see that area as well as our in-house laboratory where we run all of our stuff in-house or process things to be sent out. And then our dental suite where we do our dental procedures. We're doing it, no demos, so we're not doing dentals. But we'll have all the equipment set up so you guys can see what's going on there and what's involved in a dental procedure, because it's a lot more complex than you and I going in and having our teeth cleaned. And if you can walk through and see the areas of the hospital behind the front desk. But the thing that is, there's also, what would a celebration be without some refreshments?
Definitely.
So we're having some light refreshments in the lobby, and the staff has put together a 25-year photo display, so you can see myself with less gray and more hair. I'm sure they've probably got a photo of that, because they always get a chuckle out of it. They're like, you had hair at one point. So it's like, yes, I did. I was not not as seasoned.
You still have hair up there.
I still have hair up there. It's just it's thinner, and it's there's a whole lot more white. Every time I go get my hair cut, I'm like, wow, that's just.
Do you get to lay on the color there? You know, say it's 25 years of working with you. That's what did it.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, no, we do have one staff member who last Friday celebrated her 25th with us.
Very good.
So Jamie's been with us for 25 years. Yeah.
Ring the bell.
And you know, so it's been fun. We've got several staff members that have been long time, but Jamie joined us when we first opened, and she has stayed, and it's been great having her on the team. And so that's it. If you want to learn about what goes on at Care Alamo Hospital, show up this Saturday between 2:30 and 5, and have a snack and take a tour and get to see the things behind the scenes. And I always think, you know, I've gone to places and taken behind the scenes tours. I think it's sometimes intriguing because, you know, if you go somewhere and you see the front of the stage, what's going on behind that curtain?
Right, right.
Well, we're going to peel it back a little bit this weekend, and so people can get a sneak peek of what's going on.
I was wondering about the live demos, which you're going to be demoing.
So the live demos are only in the rehab department. We've got
it's not in the surgical department.
One to two that are going to be doing some treadmills, and of course we're not going to have them there for the entire. What
right
you know time so it's one of those things that they're going to be rotating through because they're going to need a break. It's a workout.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to work out for like 3 hours on the treadmill.
Work up a heck of an appetite.
You would work up a big appetite.
You need more than light refreshments.
That would be I need to go find a buffet now.
Load up.
But yeah, it should be fun. It should be a lot of and I know the staff has really put a lot of effort into getting stuff together and culminating some history. You know, we inadvertently have taken photos along the way just because you do, right?
Right.
Not thinking like, oh, we should do this for historical purposes. So they've had to dig through, you know, I'm sure they contacted Jamie, you know, do you have any photos of, so, and we've got photos that we've taken along the way. So it's fun. It's fun to look back and it's been a great time. I mean, this 25 years of being in the Pleasant Prairie, Kenosha area, has been fantastic. We've enjoyed the community so much. Dr. Wilson and I both originated from Kansas. You know, when we got the opportunity to move up to Pleasant Prairie, we're like, where is it? We found it, and we go, this is a gem. It is actually a nice little, it's a nice, quiet little community located, you know, just, I don't know, just right there.
Right there. But you've been part of that whole development of that area as well over 25 years. Then.
It's been a lot of growth going on, and it's fun to see that. Yeah, it's to think about that there was only one spot in that area that was developed at the time that we started.
There was only one Quick Trip back then.
There was one. Ah! Well, and it was a quick. Well, it wasn't even a Quick Trip, right?
Right, it's true.
So, yeah, there wasn't one on every corner then. It's been fun. It's been fun to see it, you know, go from a farm field to full blown development, and just all the activity that's going on, and just things that have grown in the community over the 25 years. It's such a neat area to live in, and I think people that have grown up here sometimes miss the fact that there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of neat things, and it's fun to be part of it.
Well, definitely, and I would assume if you come out to the open house, Care Animal Hospital, you have plenty of information, and you know maybe set up an appointment, that kind of a thing, while you're hanging around.
Absolutely,
good.
You know, it's a good opportunity. They're like, you know what, get my cat or dog in, or if you've got an exotic pet, you know, get them set up an appointment too. I'm sure we could find somebody that could, you know, fire up a computer and set you up an appointment. But it's one of those things. Check it out. You know, you can show up on your own. You can bring a friend, bring family, but most of all, bring some curiosity.
Right.
Ask questions. And the staff love to answer questions. And we're all about informing our clients and people who are interested in knowing about their pets or animals or what veterinary medicine is all about. We love to let you know about it because that's just the coolest thing we get to do is educate people on about their pets.
Definitely. And, of course, keeping that awareness up. It's an ongoing process, which is why we're here every Tuesday morning doing this, right?
It is. And there's snacks.
So. I love it.
What better?
What better? I mean, you got me sold. You had me sold at snacks.
Snacks, right.
Exactly right. So there you go. Well, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, give us all the particulars about the open house, would you?
Well, the open house is this Saturday, September 5th, from 2:30 to 5. You can show up at 9052 Prairie Ridge Boulevard. The large client or public parking lot is on the west side of the building, on the Costco side of the building. But, you know, feel free if there's open parking spots in the back, you can walk around. That's fine. That being said, show up and get your snacks. Ask your questions. And if you've got questions, you can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. We've also got a post on this on Facebook. Pretty sure we've got an Instagram. And if you've got other questions, want to set up an appointment, check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com.
Very good, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Always appreciate your time. Best of luck with the big open house this Saturday, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
Pete, we'll see you next Tuesday.
727 WLIP Morning Show, rolling right along. I'm the only one I've ever had, and if I say I want to set you free, don't you know you'll be in misery?